Now we're talking to West Strand boys basketball coach Chris Sander, and your Dream Team nominee, first one for this year, is a senior, Trey Burton. Talk a little bit about Trey and the season he had.
Trey's just really the glue guy of our basketball team. He's a leader. He's been a leader kind of the last couple years. You know, he could do a lot of different things for our basketball team, whether it's score or rebound or, you know, shoot from the perimeter. But he's just a very good all-around basketball player. Was a very important piece for our basketball team.
Talk about him away from the basketball court. What kind of student is he in school?
You know, he's a great kid, a great student. I think he's always made good grades. He's also a very good golfer. I know that's something that he's going to look forward to this spring. He's actually going to college. He's going to golf at Columbia College, and I think he's been to state the last couple of years. And we've been lucky to have him as a golfer in our golf team. So, you know, he's just kind of an all-around athlete and a good kid in our school district.
All right, now your next is a junior, Carter Cohen. Can you tell us a little bit about Carter and his season he had?
Yeah, Carter's a big kid inside. You know, he can do a lot of different things with his size. He was always kind of a focus for us to try to get him going and get his inside game going and kind of open things up around the perimeter. But, you know, with his 6'5 size, you know, he can really change things on the defensive side of the floor, and he's always a good threat to score inside. So, you know, most teams, as they'd come in to look and play us, you know, he was probably a focus for them.
Well, Carter being a junior, obviously he'll be back next year. Does he play any other sports at West Strand?
You know, he does not play any other sports. He talked about doing some different things this spring. I'm not sure if he's going to do those or not, but, you know, he's a good athlete. He definitely probably one that could, you know, probably go throw the baseball around, especially being left-handed, or, you know, could go run track. So he's a good athlete, and we'll be excited to have him back next year.
Do you expect him to step up and fill a leadership role as a senior next year?
Yeah, for sure. Him and along with Caleb Nagel, another junior that we have that both played a lot of minutes. There'll be two that, you know, we look for to be our leaders next year. And, you know, Carter's going to have to step it up and kind of take over some bigger scoring roles. And, you know, I think he's around 10 points a game this year, but, you know, he could probably bump that up to even 15 or around 20 a game next year. So he's definitely going to be a big piece for us as we move forward to next season.